With an immigration reform bill stalled in the U.S. House, advocates in the Seattle area ratcheted up their call for Republican representatives to act. Yesterday, dozens of women staged a sit-in at the state's GOP headquarters in Bellevue, while about 150 more people rallied outside. KUOW reporter Liz Jones was there as the event escalated and Bellevue police eventually arrested 33 people.
We are not afraid.
Inside the state GOP headquarters, the women sat in the lobby, arms linked. They came here prepared to be arrested.
I'm staying here until our Republican representatives take action for comprehensive immigration reform.
That's Lynn Dodson with the Washington State Labor Council.
We call on our Republican representatives. We call on Doc Hastings. We call on Reichert, who know that immigrant workers contribute incredibly to the economy here.
The group also included directors of several nonprofits, immigrant women, and Peggy Lynch, the wife of outgoing Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn. As they sang, Caleb Heimlich walked out of his office with a smile. He's the executive director of the state Republican Party. He said he supports the group's right to protest, but...
But I think we have to understand we can't hijack a process and expect things to happen just because we're standing in an office.
We want to vote.
In a later statement, the chairman of the state GOP added that she looks forward to more dialogue on this important issue. Between songs, the women shared personal stories about loved ones who've been deported and the struggles here for undocumented workers. Then, time was up.
This is Bellevue Police Department. My name is Detective Lindquist. Your failure to leave the premises immediately will result in your arrest.
In response to that warning, the women hardly missed a beat. One by one, Bellevue police arrested the women for criminal trespassing and placed their hands behind their backs in handcuffs. As Lynn Dodson was the first escorted out, the chorus of voices dwindled to hers alone.
We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart.
Outside, cheers erupted for more than 100 supporters. The chants continued as police led each woman out of the building and into a squad car. The Bellevue rally is part of a national movement of women who are pushing for immigration reform. The U.S. Senate has passed a comprehensive bill. It's now stalled in the Republican-controlled House, where one sticking point is a proposed path to citizenship for millions of immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.